好。Good morning. I just wanted to share something before we begin worship. Reverend Kristen Phillipson is ill today. It's not COVID. It's just illness. So we hold her in prayer today as she's battling this virus, and we will soldier on. Welcome to worship. So let us rise as we say our call to worship. Advent summons us with the exuberant hopefulness of a child. Advent holds us spellbound with childlike wonder. Advent challenges us to care for the littlest child. Advent amazes us, for God was made known in a tiny child. And let us turn to our neighbors and greet one another. The peace of Christ be with you and also with you. Let us greet one another. So good morning. That's better. Are you guys not getting excited? I mean, it's Advent. It means, like, today's December 27th, so, like, 28 days from here is Christmas Day. How many of you have your Christmas shopping done? Yeah, me either. So good morning and welcome. Happy New Year. It's the beginning of a new church year. Advent starts a brand new church year. So happy New Year to you all. My name is Ruth. I am the Minister of Community Engagement. And on behalf of the whole ministry team, Sarah, Kristen, and myself, we welcome you here this morning as we enter into this sacred season of Advent, a season of waiting, watching, and preparing for Christ to come at Christmas. Rosedale United is a hub supporting human flourishing in this community and in our city. Gathering together, being with people, promotes our flourishing as human beings. And we have events that are happening, so we are excited. Today you have a rare treat. If you come right after church, grab a coffee and come back in, you can hear our junior organ scholar do her entire concert that she's doing on Wednesday. So we get to hear it before anybody else does. So it's a great opportunity, especially for those who are like me who love organ. And this Friday is a dinner and a movie at 6 p.m. We'll be having dinner and watching the movie Happiest Season. It's a great movie, and so everyone is welcome. I just need to know if you're coming so that I can make sure you have food so that it's not just and a movie for you. So, because I'd like you to have dinner as well. And Tuesday, December 6th at 7 p.m., the Metropolitan Silver Band will be here with a Christmas Carol sing-along. And everyone is welcome. And if you love to sing in the choir, but can't really do the whole year like these amazing people do, we have an opportunity for you to sing during the Christmas season. So it's Thursdays at 7:30, is that right, Sarah? Yeah, so Thursdays at 7:30 here, right here. And so you can come out, and it's just a few weeks. And if you like Christmas music, it's a great opportunity to sing the Christmas music that we're going to sing on Sundays before anybody else does. So Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. right here in the sanctuary. If this is your first Sunday here, a special welcome to you. We gather for tea and coffee and conversation just to the right, and we hope you'll stay and chat. If you're here with kids, please make yourself at home. It's okay to stand up and move to the back. We have a little area at the back with coloring and table and chairs for kids if you would like to do that. And then we have programming for kids downstairs after our gathering prayer. Rosedale United Church is an affirming congregation. This is a community for people of all ages, gender identities, sexualities, family configurations, and backgrounds. And we acknowledge today, as we call ourselves to worship, that we do so on land that has been stewarded by our Indigenous siblings for a millennia. We acknowledge the centrality of this land to spirituality and identity of the Mississaugi, the Anishinaabe, the Haudenosaunee Confederacy, and the Wendat. And we are grateful to be able to worship on this land today. And so we begin counting down the weeks of Advent as we head towards Christmas, lighting a different candle each week. So I'm going to invite Bob and Sally Medlin to come forward. Have a listen to Sarah play our sung response that opens our candlelight liturgy. She'll play it once through, and you're invited to join in the second time around.
Today is the Advent of hope. We light this candle to bring hope into shadows of despair. We live in hope of light, light to break through what overshadows us, light to lift the gloom that oppresses.
We light this candle as our commitment to bring light into the world.
We carry hope and God's intention for a better future. We light this candle to illuminate the way of Jesus, the hope of the world.
Thank you.
And now we enter into a time of prayer and silence and reflection. Let us pray. God of the unexpected and undreamt, in this holy season, instill in us your hope in our hearts. Prepare us so we can hear again the song of angels and see again the beckoning star. Merciful God, always with us, we confess that we do not know how to prepare for your advent. We have forgotten how to hope in miracles. We have ignored the promises of your kingdom. We get distracted by all the busyness of this season. Forgive us, God. Grant us the simple wonder of the shepherds, the intelligent courage of the Magi, and the patient faith of Mary and Joseph, that we may journey with them to Bethlehem to find the good news of a child born for us. Now, in the quiet of our hearts, we ask you to make us ready for this coming. Amen. And today, our Lord's Prayer is taken from the Aramaic, which was the language that Jesus spoke, and it's been translated by Joseph Shanklin. And it gives us a different imagery of the Lord's Prayer. So let us pray together the Lord's Prayer that's found in your bulletin. O cosmic birther of all radiance and vibration, soften the ground of our being and carve out a space within us where your presence can abide. Fill us with your creativity so that we may be empowered to bear the fruit of your mission. Let each of our actions bear fruit in accordance with your desire. Endow us with the wisdom to produce and share what each being needs to grow and flourish. Untie the tangled threads of destiny that bind us as we release others from the entanglements of the past mistakes. Do not let us be seduced by that which would divert us from our true purpose, but illuminate the opportunities of the present moment. For you are the ground and the fruitful vision, the birth, power, and the fulfillment as all is gathered, made whole once again. Amen. And as we sing the blessing of our learning, the children will be going off to their program, and they're going to be following Emma, wave, and Susie, wave. There we go. Today, we begin a whole new church year, a year that's filled with anticipation of what's to come. Today, we gather on the first Sunday of Advent to remember that we gather in hope. So on this Sunday, I'm wondering what you are hoping for. What are you aware of in this new church year? And what is hope-filled for you today? And we have our scripture readings. I saw Sandra, there she is, yes.
This morning's scripture reading is from the book of Matthew, Chapter 24, verses 36 to 44. But about that day and hour, no one knows, neither the angels of heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. For as the days of Noah were, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. For as in the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day Noah entered the ark, and they knew nothing until the flood came and swept them all away. So too will be the coming of the Son of Man. Then two will be in the field, one will be taken and one will be left. Two women will be grinding meal together, one will be taken and one will be left. Keep awake, therefore, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. But understand this, if the owner of the house had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and would not have let his house be broken into. Therefore, you must also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. This is the witness of the early church. In these ancient words, may we hear wisdom for our living today. Thanks be to God.
Our hymn is Voices United 682, O Day of Peace. Wow, that was amazing. I mean, it takes me back to Chariots of Fire. You've ever seen that movie? Ends with that, but not as amazing as you. No, I'm not talking about the Calendar Girls. There's no sunflowers in this place. Sorry, we digress. Let us pray together. Spirit of hope, in the time of busyness that threatens to overpower the sound of your voice and blind us to the needs of those around us, we pray for ourselves that we might not become so preoccupied with our own schedules, that we forget to live within your time, that we might not be anxious about tomorrow, that we may trust you to bring about your love and peace. Surround us with your stillness. Quiet us with your spirit, that we might be ready to receive the light of the world. Amen. And now it's your time to respond to the light that's stirring within you, to light a candle in reflection, to share an offering in the box at the back, to spend a moment of thinking about what is hope-filled for you today. So we offer the works of our hands and the love of our hearts and the gifts of God as a blessing for the world.
Thank you.
Will you pray with me? May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our Redeemer. Amen. When Sandra was reading the scripture, the first thing that I thought of was, nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition, which is something that Monty Python said. Lately, people have been saying, nobody expected a pandemic, which is true. I remember when this pandemic began, we thought it was all going to be 2 weeks. 2 weeks is all it was going to be. Nobody knew exactly what was going to happen. And we still don't know when it's all going to end, or if it ever is going to end, and we're just going to be endemic with COVID like so many other diseases in our world. This scripture is about faith, having faith, because we don't know. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I had a colleague who used to say, I'll see you tomorrow, God willing, and the river don't rise. We never know what's going to happen. When I was thinking about this scripture and listening to Sandra speak about it, I thought about Hamlet. Shakespeare was inspired by this scripture to write the scene where Hamlet encounters his father. Keep awake, be alert for what you're going to see. This past summer, I saw Hamlet at Stratford Festival, and Hamlet's father's ghost, rose up in a glass case. Didn't expect it at all, and then he was there. And Hamlet buckled to their knees. It was actually a queer woman who played Hamlet this past summer, and it was a different interpretation of Hamlet and what Hamlet was being inspired to be. This scripture shares that we don't know what's going to happen. This reading is plucked from the middle of Jesus' final sermon in the Gospel of Matthew and brings to a close his description of chaos, seductions, betrayals, and violence that will threaten the unity and witness of the community of disciples as they await the coming of the Son of the humanity. When Jesus foretells the destruction of the temple, destroy this temple and I will rebuild it in 3 days. His disciples ask him when that will happen and what will be the signs of the coming and the end of the age. Now, Jesus finally offers a direct answer to them in this scripture today. Well, to the when part of the question. Albeit not the answer that they had been hoping for. Jesus rejects the possibility that anyone other than God, including Jesus himself, knows the answer. Then he goes on to reject the possibility that anyone, then he goes on to reject, to stress the importance of wakefulness. Be awake, be ready, which provides the thematic focus for the rest of this passage, as well as the four parables that mark the culmination of Jesus' teaching in Matthew. The disciples knew nothing. It's a common story throughout the Bible. Noah didn't really know what was going to happen. Noah was told to build an ark, that there would be a flood. I don't think Noah did not realize that the flood meant everything was going to be wiped out and that that the world was starting over again. Noah didn't realize how long he and his family and all those animals would be on the ark. Can you imagine the smells? He didn't know, but he had faith. He had faith to follow God, to follow God's path, and he did what he was supposed to do. He created the ark, and he and his family gathered the animals, and they went on their way. The disciples didn't know when Jesus said, "Follow me." that what their lives would be like and that it would change their lives forever. We didn't know what was going to happen when the government said stay home in the pandemic, but we followed the path. And that's what this scripture is about. It's about following the path. Now, there's a lot of Christmas stories that have the same sort of theme about them. You think about the Grinch. The Grinch doesn't know what's going to happen when he takes everybody's Christmas presents, and he's surprised by what happens, and it changes him forever. Ebenezer Scrooge in The Christmas Carol, which is one of my favorite films, and it's not Christmas unless I watch the Alistair Sim version of the A Christmas Carol on Christmas Eve after church. So it's always Christmas Day when I finish watching A Christmas Carol, but it's not Christmas unless I watch A Christmas Carol. And it's the story of Scrooge being transformed, and that's what this story is about. It's about be aware, be awake. You never know when you're going to be transformed. Be ready. And it's just, it's an amazing story. I mean, think about Noah was completely changed. Scrooge is completely changed. Peter, the rock that Jesus built his church on, his entire life is transformed. He never goes back to being a fisherman. He goes on. We don't know exactly what happened to Peter. Some think he was the first pope of the Christian church. He definitely was a leader in the Jerusalem church with Jesus' brother James. But we don't know exactly what happened to Peter. We do believe that he was crucified by Nero in a garden party. But he never went back to the life that he was in. And that's what happens when you're aware you're forever changed. Our world is a different place than it was 2 years ago. We are different people than we were 2 years ago. I'm a different person than I was when I started here September 1st. Things transform us. People transform us. We are transformed by our faith. So the disciples are listening to Jesus telling them when things will change. The disciples to which Jesus calls are more than anything, the end of his ministry draws near. You're living at the end, he says to them. Stay awake and watch. So what might this mean? In Matthew 28, 1-7, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary, two other women who followed Jesus from a distance during his trial and execution, come to the tomb at dawn on the Sabbath after his death. Mark tells us they come to anoint his body for burial, but Matthew says nothing of this motive. The angel rolls away the stone from the tomb, knows they have come to look for Jesus, who had announced that he would rise after 3 days. They come to watch it happen. They are rewarded with a front row view of the empty tomb, and moments later, a meeting with the risen Lord himself. They have put themselves where they can see what God is doing. They are watching. They are ready. The vocation of modern disciples is still to watch for the signs of God's presence and power, especially as revealed through the cross and resurrection, in the healing of the sick, in the standing with the broken and suffering, bringing sight to the blind and hearing to the deaf. In the final parable of this sermon, Jesus tells his disciples that the Son of Man is present among these. This is where we are too, to go and see what God is doing in the world. Advent is the other half of Lent. Lent and Advent are two sides of the same coin, just as Christmas and Easter are two sides of the same coin. The stories of Jesus' walk to the cross are stories that we journey through during Advent and through Lent. We need to be ready to hear these stories anew. We need to be able to be transformed by them. During Advent, we do these through the themes of hope, peace, joy, and love. The Advent candles that we are lighting during this Advent season are the ones that we extinguish during Lent. They're the ones that the candle goes out. On Christmas Eve, we light the Christ candle. On Good Friday, we extinguish the Christ candle. My friends, you need to be awake. You need to be aware of how God is transforming you each and every day. Each day, things are in your path that will inspire you, that will transform you. We are walking a path of transformation here at Rosedale United Church, and we need to be ready. We need to be awake, because who knows what's going to happen around the corner. Amen. Our hymn is in Voices United, number 5, All the Earth is Waiting, and we're doing verses 1, 2, and 3. Ready to be transformed, go ready to hear the stories anew. Go ready to be filled with hope on this first Sunday of Advent. Go in peace, go in joy, go in love. And may you be the only gospel your neighbor reads this week. So write the vision and make it plain so that he who runs will read it. Amen.